And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Egypt, where he's holding talks with Egyptian President Abd al-Fattah el-Sisi in Cairo, beginning yet another push to achieve a halt in fighting in Gaza. After Cairo, Blinken is later going to Israel to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Yoav Gallant. The top U.S. diplomat's trip will also take him to Qatar and to Jordan, where he'll attend a conference focused on humanitarian aid for Gaza. U.S. officials have said Israel would accept the ceasefire proposal, which includes an initial halt in fighting, the release of some hostages from Gaza, the release of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel, a surge in humanitarian aid for Palestinians, Israeli troops withdrawing from populated areas of Gaza, and the return of Palestinian civilians to their homes and neighborhoods. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan emphasized the U.S. position, speaking Sunday on the U.S. news program this week.
The only way to get all of the hostages out and to end any more civilian casualties in Gaza is to get to a comprehensive ceasefire and hostage agreement. So the two are not distinct issues. They're connected issues. How do we end the death of civilians in Gaza, Martha? There is only one way. It is to get to a comprehensive ceasefire and hostage deal.
Hamas has not accepted or rejected the plan, which U.S. President Joe Biden publicly detailed more than a week ago. A senior Ukrainian military official says the country's Air Force may keep some of the F-16 fighter jets it's set to receive from its Western allies at foreign bases to protect them from Russian airstrikes. Belgium, Denmark, the Netherlands, and Norway have committed to provide Ukraine with over 60 U.S.-made F-16s. Ukrainian pilots are currently undergoing training to fly them ahead of the deliveries expected to start later this year. Ukraine's Air Force Aviation Chief Sergei Holubtsov told the U.S. government-funded Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty that a certain number of aircraft will be stored at secure air bases outside of Ukraine, so they are not targeted there. This is VOA News. European Union elections over the weekend shifted the European Parliament further to the right. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Far-right parties are making big gains in the European Parliament in election results that are rattling the traditional powers. Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's far-right party won European elections in Italy with a sound 29% of votes, boosting her leadership at home and consolidating her kingmaker role in Europe. Meloni tells supporters her Brothers of Italy party has confirmed its status as the country's most popular party. Meanwhile, in Germany, unpopular governing parties sank to feeble results, and the far-right Alternative for Germany made gains. The mainstream conservative opposition was the country's strongest political force by a distance, projections showed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, which has pledged allegiance to Islamic State, is believed to be behind a series of attacks in the Democratic Republic of Congo's restive North Kivu region province in the past week, which have left more than 80 people dead. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
An army spokesman in Congo's North Kivu province said the death toll from an attack on Friday had risen to 41. The ADF has pledged allegiance to Islamic State and mounts frequent attacks. That's further destabilizing a region where many militant groups are active. Tens of thousands have been made homeless by a conflict between the army and rebels from the Rwanda-backed M23 group. The ADF originates from neighboring Uganda and is alleged to be behind multiple assaults in the past week. EU Foreign Affairs spokeswoman Nabila Masrali said terrorist groups were taking advantage of chaos to expand their hold on an already unstable region.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports on a spate of violence in Somalia, right, resulting in dozens of deaths.
A violent clash over the weekend between two clans in central Somalia has killed at least 55 people and injured another 155, according to residents and medical officials on Monday. Somalia's federal government is not only struggling to contain violence unleashed by the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab group, but is also facing clan-based clashes over control over land and water in the Horn of Africa nation. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi was sworn in for a rare third term Sunday at a glittering ceremony at the Presidential Palace in New Delhi. Modi is entering a new term after worse-than-expected election results left him reliant on a coalition of partners to govern. More on this and all the stories we're covering today can be found at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.